Rolling.
Get ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech Athletics. It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Here's your host, Dirk Hemgoff.
Mix 93 WKMJ, Huskies Drive Time here, and glad to have you with us. We've got a great show for you. Alex Cooley is with us from the Michigan Tech men's basketball team. Why? Because they are moving on to the NCAA tournament this weekend. We'll have the broadcasts for you here on Mix 93, 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. It's a big weekend of Michigan Tech playoff sports action because the hockey team will be at Bowling Green. For the first round of the WCHA playoffs, basketball team will be down against Southern Indiana in Drury, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Springfield, Missouri.
Yes, and that'll be a 1 o'clock game on Saturday afternoon right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Wes Fromm is in our studio along with Alex Cooley. And Alex, how are you today?
Doing well.
Nice to have you back. This hasn't been that long, has it?
Last year.
Was it last year? Okay. All right. Well, congratulations. What's the waiting process like on trying to figure out if you're going to get in or not?
You know, I think this year is a little bit different than last year just because, you know, we were in the championship game of the conference tournament on Sunday, and, you know, we were still kind of coming down from that. It was a heck of a game, you know, hard fought down to the end, and that, you know, the whole afternoon you're kind of winding down from that, replaying it over and over, and then, you know, by the time 10:30 hits, you're just starting to realize that, hey, you know, we got to move on because, you know, we might be getting into the tournament. And then we were sitting at McDonald's and watching the show. So
how confident were you guys that you're going to get in? I mean, usually you have a pretty good idea.
I think we felt pretty good that we were going to get in. We thought our record and what we've done this year spoke for itself. And, you know, I don't think there was too much worry. I think it was just kind of who are we going to play at that point.
Yeah.
Last year, even though we had a better seed, I think for me anyway, it seemed like, you know, it was a little more up in the air, and it was, you know, really a waiting game at that point. But that might have just been because of the way we performed in the conference tournament, and we didn't make the championship game in our home gym and everything. We're just disappointed. But I thought this year, you know, we felt pretty good about it, so it was still fun.
Yeah.
Well, we got a big weekend, Dirk, obviously, with hockey down at Bowling Green. They play on Friday, 7 o'clock, Saturday, 7 o'clock. And then, you know, a lot of people think this is going three games, yourself included, Sunday at 7 o'clock for a chance to go to the Final Five. And so a big weekend for the hockey team. One goal away, Dirk, from that home ice playoff. One goal.
Is that it? That's all it was.
One. any one of those ties. Seven ties tied a school record, by the way, looking back through all the years. 93 years of hockey, seven ties was the most we've ever had.
Five in the WCHA?
Five in the league. That was not a record. We had six, maybe
I
six, 7 years
that,
ago.
Yeah.
So, and then obviously our women's basketball team had their bubble burst on Sunday night as they didn't get in. And one of those things where one of the teams in the other league in our region was not regionally ranked, got the automatic bid and took that last spot from us. So it was a kind of a bummer for them that they didn't get in. And you know, I know that they were right there. You know, they held Northern to 59 points in that semifinal. Just couldn't make any baskets. I think Coach Cameron talked about that. And a lot of bunnies that they didn't quite hit or free throws. And in a close game like that, you can't do that. And so they ended up losing. And that was probably the difference between getting in and not getting in to the NCAA tournament. So kind of a bummer for them that they didn't get a chance to move on. And they would have played Malone instead of Wayne State in that championship game, which would have been a very winnable game on a neutral floor. So.
Yeah.
But wasn't to be, and so their season comes to an end. Good season for the women's basketball team. 19 wins, nothing to sneeze at. And so congratulations to the ladies and to the seniors on that squad. And what else we got going on? Tennis teams down in Hilton Head, taking on a bunch of different teams down there on their spring break. And the track team gets underway this weekend. They also travel down to South Carolina. I think they're going to Myrtle Beach. So. A busy weekend of Tech sports and playoff time for hockey and hoops.
Very good. We'll take a break. We'll be back. We'll have Alex listen to some of his radio highlights from his career, see if he remembers any of the baskets. Just got a few of them here for you, Alex. One of them that I cherish.
Well,
you will too, Wes. We'll be back with more. It is Huskies Drive Time right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.